faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Clark Kent finds a direct clue to the man without a face, young Bucky Taylor, a helpless prisoner of the plotter against world peace, has been condemned to death.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. Say, you fellas would certainly hate to be without that terrific keychain Kellogg's Pep is putting out when all your friends are sporting them. Believe me, these collections are something special. That big, shiny, silver-like keychain is a humdinger all by itself. And Kellogg's Pep offers you 12 different lucky pieces to wear attached to it. Now, for the keychain only, you send one box stop from Super Delicious Kellogg's Pep and 15 cents, that's a dime and a nickel in cash, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And now the shiny lucky pieces. There are 12 in all, nifty small-scale models of a locomotive, a football, a trolley car, a Scotty dog, skull and crossbones, and binoculars, among others. And because this is a get-acquainted offer, when you receive your first order, you'll get a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 lucky pieces on it. And you can keep on ordering until your collection is complete. Now, for each lucky piece you want, send one Pep box stop and one dime, plus the names of the lucky pieces you want, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's 10 cents and one Pep box stop for each of the lucky pieces. And for the keychain, you send 15 cents and one Pep box stop. And the address for both is Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now be sure that you print your name and address clearly and get started right away. Because tomorrow will be the last day that we'll make this offer over the air. But we want each and every one of you to have a complete collection. So keep watching the Pep package for further details. And girls, later on, I'll tell you more about your special collection.
Now, the adventures of Superman.
Certain that the disappearance of Bucky Taylor, a young American orphan son of a Daily Planet correspondent, was tied up with a mysterious plot against the World Peace Organization, Clark Kent and Herbert Calkins, the Scotland Yard detective, joined forces in Le Havre, France, to search for the boy. From a wounded intelligence man, they learned that Bucky was probably in the hands of a sinister individual known only as the Man Without a Face, who might be found in Bavaria, Germany. But actually, Bucky is a prisoner in a tower room of an ancient castle on the French coast, where a voice, seeming to come out of nowhere, demanded that Bucky reveal where his dead father had hidden a certain story, and threatened...
You have 30 seconds to begin talking, Bucky. If you remain stubborn, water will pour into this room. And, well, you know what that means.
As we continue now, Superman has arrived at the Russian military government headquarters in Bavaria, Germany, where, once more in his guise of reporter Clark Kent, we find him talking with Colonel Ivan Stroganov. Listen.
I have an artist's sketch of the man I'm looking for, Colonel Stroganov. A man known only as the Man Without a Face.
The Man Without a Face?
Yes. According to confidential information, he is said to be engineering a huge plot against the World Peace Organization. We don't know just what it is yet, but we think he's managed to get hold of young Bucky Taylor.
Wait, Comrade Kent. I remember now to have heard of this Man Without a Face. You think he is here in Bavaria?
Well, either he is actually here, or this is the place to pick up his trail. Look, here's the artist's sketch of him. It was made from a photograph.
Let me see. But this man has a face.
Well, he had at the time the photograph was taken.
Wait, this man. He's familiar to me.
He is. You mean you know him?
But of course this man is Count von Luder.
Who?
Count von Luder. It was not generally known, but he was a close associate of Adolf Hitler. Hitler's brain, he was called by those few who knew.
Oh?
But Count von Luder is dead.
Dead?
Yes. He had a large estate near here, and we searched for him when we entered this territory. But he was reported to have committed suicide.
Reported? You mean you're not sure?
Well, we did not find his body, but reliable witnesses.
German witnesses?
Yes,
they could have lied to give the Count an opportunity to get away and assume a new identity.
You mean to become the Man Without a Face?
Yes. I still think this is a good place to pick up his trail. However, I've got to know more about him. I suppose you have papers, files on him?
Ah, we have a large file.
Could I see it?
Of course, Comrade Kent.
Good.
It is stored with other such files in the vault of a bank on the other side of the town. Come with me. I will take you there.
Fine, Colonel. Let's go.
As Clark Kent accompanies Colonel Stroganoff to examine the files on Count von Luder, the 30 seconds of grace have expired for young Bucky Taylor in the ancient castle on the French coast where he is a prisoner. There, in the tall, narrow, cylindrical room of stone, water from underground pipes is flowing into the room and has almost reached Bucky's hips. As he stands shivering, the voice which has threatened him before, seeming to come out of nowhere, filters into the tomb-like room.
Be sensible, boy. You can still save your life. Tell me where your father hid his story about the World Peace Organization, and I will stop the water.
I don't know anything about it, I tell you. I don't know.
Stop lying. We heard your father tell this to the editor of the Daily Planet when he spoke with him on the transatlantic telephone before he was shot.
You did?
Yes, he knew he was in danger, so he took precautions to preserve his story. He wrote down the name of the man without a face and the names of the others involved in a certain plan having to do with the World Peace Organization. And he wrote down the plan, which he had just learned.
If you know so much, what do you want from me?
You'll know why I want it. You're going to tell me where it is.
Oh, so you can get it and burn it up, and then not have to worry about getting caught when you wreck the World Peace Organization. Is that it?
Still being brave and patriotic, Bucky. Willing to lose your life to preserve a stupid idea like the World Peace Organization?
It isn't stupid. It's the only chance the world has to avoid being destroyed in the next war. My father said...
Your father died at my command. And so will you, unless you talk right now. Well?
I won't tell you anything. Not all your dirty, torturing Nazis could make me tell. And you can't either.
Really?
I promised my father I'd only spill to one man, his editor in Metropolis. And he's the only one I will tell.
Unless you talk, you'll never see Metropolis again. Tell me, Bucky, how high is the water now?
Come on in and find out.
Now listen, Bucky. I was hoping this wouldn't be necessary. But you're forcing my hand.
How rude of me. I'm so sorry.
You have selected a poor time for making jokes, my young friend.
Maybe, but what a swell time to pull the line about this is killing me.
You stupid young dolt. Now I'll make the water pour in even faster. Like this.
You dirty...
Let's see how long this will strike you funny. Now the water level is over your head and you're forced to swim. How do you like that?
If I had my choice, I'd rather have a different kind of swimming pool.
Still being foolishly brave, eh, Bucky?
Yeah, sure. But how long can this go on?
What did you say?
Nothing that would interest you.
Be reasonable, son. All you have to do is...
I know what I have to do. And I'm doing it.
Very well. It won't be long now before your last chance for life will be gone. Only 4 feet of space remain free of water in this cylinder. Will you talk now, Bucky?
No. No.
Stupid, stubborn American swine. In only 5 minutes, the water line will reach the ceiling. Make up your mind to talk in that time or die. Well, Bucky, there's not long to go. Will you talk now?
Better say yes. Stall for time.
Speak up, boy. I can't hear you.
Yes. Yes, I'll talk.
Now you're being smart, boy. Go on. Tell me what I want to know. Then I will let you out of the tank.
Completely exhausted and near the end of his rope, the courageous boy agrees to talk to the man without a face, hoping in that way to stall for time. But then what? Will his ruse work? And even if it does, will he gain anything by it while Superman remains unaware of his whereabouts? We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of today's story. So stand by.
Say, there's just one more day, girls, for me to tell you over the air about the special collection Kellogg's Pep has for you. So get your pencil ready and listen carefully, and I'll give you all the details. You see, Kellogg's Pep is offering a swell silver-like charm bracelet, a real piece of jewelry, and 12 different charms to wear on it. Now, let's pick up the bracelet first. It's a honey, believe me, and here's how to get it. For the bracelet only, you send one box top from Super Delicious Kellogg's Pep and 10 cents, that's a diamond cash, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And now for the bright, shiny charms to go with it. Listen to this. Among the 12 different charms, there are nifty, small-scale models of a piano, a cuckoo clock, binoculars, a Scotty dog, a violin, and a skate. Of course, you won't remember all that at once, so with your first package, you'll get a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 charms. And you'll keep right on ordering them until your whole collection is complete. And send for just as many as you like to start, but be sure that for each charm you want, you send one Pep box top and one dime, plus the names of the charms you want, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's one dime and one Pep box top for each charm, and one dime and one Pep box top for the bracelet. And the address for both is Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And be sure that you print your name and address clearly. And remember, girls, as I said before, tomorrow's the last day that we'll make this offer over the air. But you'll still be able to complete your collection and keep watching the Pep package for further details.
As we continue, our scene is the office of a small bank in the Bavarian town which houses the Russian military government for that German province. Clark Kent and Colonel Ivan Stroganov are examining a voluminous file on Count von Luder, whom Kent believes to be the mysterious man without a face.
Man, you say had his fingers in most of the Germans' dirty pies, Colonel. There isn't much revealing stuff here about von Luder.
He was very clever, Comrade Kent.
Yeah.
All his work was done in great secrecy. Mm-hmm. But we have established beyond doubt that many of Adolf Hitler's most vicious plans were actually conceived by von Luder.
Does that mean with regards to France, too?
Ah, we are positive that Count von Luder was the real ruler of Vichy France.
Oh.
We have discovered that he was in France, quartered in the castle of some French collaborationist, while the Nazis ruled there.
Wait a minute, that might be a lead. Here's an envelope from a letter written by von Luder to the Burgermeister here. It's from France. See the postmark, 1943, and von Luder's name in the corner.
Ah, but the letter itself is missing. So that cannot help us.
Well, now, wait, maybe it can. There's an engraving of an old castle or chateau or something on the envelope. If I only make out the name of the town. The postmark's pretty faded, though. Oh, wait a minute, I've got it. Cop Greenay.
So? Now, where are we?
I know where I'm going to be in a matter of seconds, Colonel. In Cop Greenay, looking for that castle.
In a matter of seconds, Comrade? Cop Greenay is perhaps 2,000-3,000 miles away.
Oh, yeah, well it may take a bit longer.
Quite a bit, Comrade. Anyhow, I think you place far too much hope in this slight clue.
That's the only clue I've been able to find, and it might pay off, so I've got to run it down. Well, goodbye, Colonel Stroganov, and thanks very much. I'm on my way.
Hurrying from the little bank, Clark Kent steps into the shadows of a tall hedge, and a moment later, garbed once more in the blue costume and red cape of Superman.
Up! Up! And away!
He leaps high into the sky, swerves to the southwest, and flashes away like a zooming rocket, bound for an old castle on the French coast. Is it the ancient fortress in which young Bucky Taylor is close to death? Will Superman be in time to save Bucky and to move against the man without a face, who has already given orders to proceed with his mysterious plot against the World Peace Organization? There's a thrill a minute for you in tomorrow's episode, fellows and girls, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.